aquela coisa bem na metade. Mas nunca metade foi tão inteira. Uma medida que se supera. Metade, ela era companheira.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, security. 90.3 FM from Montreal.
McGill University's 4th annual Queer History Month is taking place this October. The featured keynote presentation is taking place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 1st, with entomologist Jessica Ware of Rutgers University. Join in later in the month for more exciting programming, including a chat with an elder session from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, a zine-making workshop on Thursday, October 21st from noon to 2 p.m., a trans and non-binary in academia panel discussion on Wednesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m., and finally, a queer open mic night with performances by Opera Queens on Thursday, October 28th, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Visit the Equity at McGill webpages, www.mcgill.ca/equity, for a complete list of Queer History Month events organized by McGill's Office of the Provost and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
Saturday, October 16th at The Ritz, Orchestra Criminal returns to the stage armed with their repertoire of ancient criminal tunes from Moldova, Morocco, Greece, Ukraine, Poland, Argentina, Afghanistan, Russia, and Mexico. Orchestra Criminal is a 10-piece of improv performers interpreting inspired renditions of adventurous gangster songs from a dangerous and forgotten era. Saturday, October 16th at The Ritz, Orchestra Criminal, with special guests Meduse. Tickets $15 in advance at blueskiestuneblack.com, $20 at the door. Doors at 6:30, a co-presentation of CKUT.
Well, you know, Jesus didn't die for us so we could be halfway between two places. He didn't die for us so we could not exactly be a total mess or a failure anymore, but yet never really be victorious either. And a lot of people, I think, get stuck somewhere in the middle. And they've got too much of God to go on, to go back, but not enough of God to go on. And so it's very important to me that I do whatever part I can do with the calling on my life to help people be all that
I'm trying to sell myself, and I will do it by myself. I don't trust a soul, and I don't need no fucking help. I'm paranoid that everybody's out to try and get me. I'm looking over shoulders as I'm passing through the deli. Maybe it's my skin, or maybe it's the way I dress. I'm tearing up my limbs, and I won't make it to the next. I'm walking down the street, and I'm anticipating death. All because the motherfucker looked at me, I said, I go into the void. Danger, no less was passing the strangers. So scared they're acting invasive. Oh dear, they're snatching my face up. Yeah, yeah, I'm happy I made it right under the haste. Hang on my waist as I'm planning to escape. Gradually feed him an ass on the pavement. Panic degrade is the bottom of face. I'm having a little bit trouble. I saw a man who was sinister and he was bleeding. I thought he was serial, maybe he
go into the void. I go into the void. I go into the void. I go into the void. Fuck! I go into the void. Fuck! I go into the void. Fuck! I go into the void.
Because it's a transformation of one's basic feeling, one's basic consciousness of life.
Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Maya.
I'm Annika.
And welcome back to our show. It's been a little hot minute since we've talked on here, but we're back.
A little hiatus.
Just a little bit rest and relaxation, but we're back and we're better than ever.
We're ready to hit the mean streets of the McGill campus. We're going from Rue University to Rue Peel up to the McTavish Reservoir. And we are just stunting on these streets.
Yeah, we're just canvassing the whole area, making sure everyone's aware of us.
Mm-hmm. We are out here and we are broadcasting to you every Monday, and we have important things to say.
We have very important things to say, such as, how has your semester been so far?
Good. Hectic. I think we all expected it to be a weird transition to go back to school in person, but just how weird it was going to be, I think, was underestimated, especially by myself.
Indeed. I was
like, it is odd.
Concerned. Yeah, it is very weird. Like, my first class was with 100 people in this tiny little lecture room, and it was such a weird experience to be sitting in class. Also, one of the big things that I forgot about was how uncomfortable chairs are, and that I have to sit in them for an hour and a half each class time. I mean, my butt was hurting for the entire first week of school. And I was like, do I have like
hemorrhoids? How little?
I literally freaked out. And then it was like, oh, it's because my muscles are sore from sitting for an hour and a half in uncomfortable chairs.
That's a great muscle problem to have. Like, of all muscle problems you're going to have, the best possible muscle problem is your butt hurts from sitting in a chair too long.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of human health, it's not a great problem, but like, I'd rather it hurt from that than like exercise.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm just butt hurt, I guess.
Good one. It's the uncomfortableness of the chair that was surprising to me, and also the lack of like room they give you to write, like the lack of writing platform space on the desk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when they have like the chair attached to the desk,
mm-hmm.
it's so like there's not enough room for a full notebook.
Oh,
you can't balance your entire laptop on it. Like, what is the point of these tiny, like, even before computers, like they don't fit a notebook. I don't
No.
understand how anyone thought they were a good idea.
I have no clue. I'm really confused.
I still
Hit
have a prof as an
a
anti-masker.
Your prof?
No,
How?
I don't. I had it for first. I went to like a couple classes and I ended up dropping the class for unrelated reasons. But he just like the first day he was like, "Oh yeah, McGill rules mandate that like if I'm walking through the classroom, I have to be wearing a mask. But like if I'm standing up here at my like my podium or whatever, preaching, then I don't have to be wearing a mask." I'm like, I don't know if that's true because I don't understand any of the McGill rules surrounding COVID. I didn't even know we weren't going to be distancing until I got to class and we weren't distancing.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what is true and what is not. But he just like is like, I'm not going to wear a mask while I'm teaching. And I'm like, okay,
Okay.
rock on.
Rock on, hun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been weird. Some profs like just don't wear the mask, and then some of them full all times like wear the mask. And then there was this guy in my class who literally had a mask on but just had two holes in the side of it, like cut out in the side of the mask. So it just literally wasn't a
What?
mask. And it was so weird. Nobody called him out. He just sat there. And I was just so uncomfy because this man is just breathing in my direction
Yeah.
with no mask, basically. Like, he technically has it on, but it has holes in it. I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
No, that's kind of the whole
The
point, I'd
whole
say.
point.
Yeah. A woman came into the bakery the other day wearing like a mesh glitter like Lana Del Rey mask,
Of
like,
course she
and I
did.
was like, I'm like, I would rather you just don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like, at least then you don't have this like self-righteous feeling of like, I'm doing the right thing or whatever. But like, you're
Yeah.
not, that's not doing, it's mesh. Like, what
It's
do you think
literally
that's doing?
nothing. It's a fashion
It's
statement at this
off.
point.
Yeah, and not a good one. Like, it doesn't look
Oh.
good. It looks, you look stupid. Like, oh my
Yeah.
God. I could
You.
go on for days of anti-maskers.
Yeah. I really could. Okay. Yeah, the bakery that you work at, the black masks are very fabulous, and I steal them from Rose all the time because they just look attractive, you
They're
know.
just so much sleeker. But like
They really are.
I've seen people wear pink masks, like pink medical masks
Yeah, that's cute.
and stuff. I don't know where they get them. I've never seen anything but blue masks sold at like a drugstore or anything. So I have no
Yeah,
idea where they're getting
same.
these fancy masks from.
I don't know. And it's like, is the government making it? Like, what's happening here? Are you?
Government supplied pink masks for all
Yeah.
your puck needs.
Exactly. By the way, I received my lump sum from the government today. So
Me
everybody who has
too.
not signed up for it, go on Minerva and sign up for your sum of
Just
$200.
to give us some context, the Quebec government has said for every semester you did pandemic school, like you were in school full time during the pandemic, you get $100, which is annoying because
You only get
I
one.
took the second semester off, so I only get the 100 and not the 200.
That's too bad, but you did make money during that semester, right?
I did, but like, and it
Not.
was more than $100, but still, the extra $100 would be lovely.
It would be lovely. I'm like, oh, I can actually pay for dinner tonight, you know, feeling good.
It's like a fun little, like, you go on like a couple outings maybe, and you're like, thank you, Quebec government.
Thank you,
And
Quebec
maybe
Go.
their hope is like they give us the money and we spend it on Quebec businesses. Like, that'd be awesome.
Ooh, that's probably what they're hoping for. That's cute. Well,
There you go. If you got the lump sum, guys, make sure you spend it on only Quebec businesses.
only Quebec. It's
Stimulate the
almost like
economy.
you. Yeah, it's almost like you live in Quebec and have to do that.
So true. So true, bestie.
Yeah.
Don't buy on Amazon. Buy from Quebec local.
Quebec local furniture store.
Yeah.
Not Anyways, yeah, so anti-maskers on campus. What else?
Yeah, what else
Vince is
is going
open.
on campus? Sorry?
Vince is open.
Vins is open. Oh, and I've been making the Hajj, the pilgrimage
Oh.
to Vins like several times a week. Just
Several.
so often I go to Vins.
Well, I actually have class right next to Vince. So I have to walk through Vins to get to my class. And it's a
I know,
little,
music student.
little music student moment. The room is horrible. Desks are really uncomfortable. But then I get to walk into Vins once I'm done. And I can get a snack, and it's really lovely.
Oh my gosh, you are absolutely living every male student's dream because you get to walk, you walk through and you like smell it and you have the promise of like after this class, I will have Vince and like it's like present in your mind because you just smelled it and saw it. And then like the whole time during a class, like for me, even not being in a classroom next to Vince, the thought of Vince after class is what gets me through class. Now
Oh.
imagine I just smelled Vince right before I went to class.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you'd just be even
Be
more
life
prepared
changing.
for that. Absolutely. One thing
Exactly.
that has been really weird is that I've forgotten that sometimes class can be really boring and I can't do anything about it.
I can't like turn my camera off, like put my head down and take a nap. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I used to do during COVID. So.
That was actually like a common exercise for me during COVID. Like I would just turn my camera off and I would literally be like, you know, when you're in class and you just physically cannot keep your eyes open anymore. Like I would just during those times, I would just put my head down and take a nap. But like I can't do that anymore. I have to act like I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I
What am I
can feel
supposed
my
to
eyes
do?
closing and I'm like, I can't like I'm like I can't tell if I'm looking at the prof like through half closed eyes or not because I'm just so tired. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I have no concept of what I look like right now.
Yeah.
But yeah,
It's
not
weird.
good. Can't be good.
Can't be.
Can't text in class. You can't do like I guess you can doodle in class, but like you can't like I don't know,
Eat
I can't make a cup of tea during class or whatever.
in class. Yeah. Can't eat in class.
It's a burden. That is a burden. That is a true burden. I used to have breakfast. Like if I had an 8:30, I'd have breakfast in class. Like I would just eat a muffin.
Absolutely.
And no, I can't do that. It's
Yeah.
agony. Other things going on campus. We had a not on campus, but a fun little online activities night. And by
Backpatch.
fun and little, I mean huge and awful.
Yep. It was so
Oh
bad.
my goodness. So bad.
We sat
For those of
through
you who are
hours.
not, yeah. For those of you who are not in the loop about activities night, it was online on a platform called GatherTown, which honestly would have been really cute if it
Yeah.
had gone well. Like the
It
platform, it
worked.
was like you could walk through this, like it looked like kind of like Minecraft. You could walk through it and like go to different booths and interact with people in the booths, and it was like video chatting and stuff. And like it was super cute. Like it was set up in a way that like looked like it was in a gym or whatever. It looked like it was in the field house. It was really cute. But the platform could not handle 1,500 students signing on at once and video chatting with each other.
Yike.
And another problem was that the you couldn't on the platform, like when you're walking through GatherTown, you can't walk through people, but people were just standing like in the way of the entrance to the like the gym area where the actual booths were set up, like in online. So like you would end up waiting like in a virtual line to get into virtual activities night. I was in that line for like maybe half an hour. Like it was
Bad.
just chaos.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there for a dance club and I was just standing in my little booth for an hour and everyone around me was just frozen. So I couldn't see anyone or do anything. And then it would glitch and put me like somewhere else in the field house. And so then I'd have to walk back to my booth with my little avatar. But then it would keep glitching, so I wouldn't make it back
Yeah.
there. And so we didn't talk to anybody. It was really sad. So it was too bad. I know a lot of people
Yeah. And
did
they
it.
said they were gonna do. Yeah. What, sorry, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just like, I think that a lot of people just switched to Zoom and then just like pasted the link and.
Yeah. We switched to Zoom and we had like two or three people come through our Zoom link. To chat with us and stuff, and then we got like a couple signups on our Google form and stuff. But like, overall, like they said they were gonna do a second activities night, and I'm like, it's too late. Like we needed people then. Like we
Yeah.
like for yeah. Like cause, okay, so subtle little brag here, a little self promotion, little plug. Bring your own juice. McGill's best and only sketch comedy club is recruiting members. For our show at the end of November, we write, produce, direct, act in, star in, costume, light, sound, it all ourselves. And it is the most fun I've had at university. And it changed my life, and you should join. The information is all through our Facebook page, facebook.com/
slash bring your own juice.
But yeah, so like we were trying to recruit and we're like, we need people now because we need to start the writing process pretty soon. And like, we don't have time to wait for another activities night, which is annoying because that's how you get most of your people usually.
Yeah.
Activities night.
So when are your auditions?
Our auditions, we are recruiting people to send us a sketch by September the 29th. So just like, any form of written comedy, preferably in the form of like a sketch. If you don't know what that is, just Google like sketch comedy and examples will come up. It's like what SNL does. And then send us one of those written form by the 29th to byojcomedy@gmail.com. And then our auditions will be the second and third. Those are live auditions. And it's just like give you a script. You don't have to prepare anything. And you just kind of like act to it. And we're like, awesome. And then if you get selected, we start messing around. We write some scripts. We go on a little retreat.
Ooh.
We do some writing. We do some acting, and then we do some performing. It's very fun.
So exciting! Indeed. Oh my gosh! Well, I hope a lot of people show up. They better because it's the best.
We are crossing our fingers. Yeah.
Yeah, we were really worried because. Like I'm in Inertia Dance Company and we had our auditions for the Sunday after activities night, but mm-hmm. nobody came to activities night. And so we were really worried that we weren't going to get anybody. And then we were thinking, oh, should we push the auditions back? But then our auditions would be so much later than everybody else's. So everyone would go to the other dance clubs and then we would not get anybody. So that's why we kind of just rushed the whole thing. And thankfully a lot of people showed up for the auditions and everything went fine, but it was still like really stressful mm-hmm. since activities night is exactly where we find all of our people. And suddenly we didn't really have that. So,
yeah. I mean, I think also like it was easier for us just because we are the only like sketch comedy yeah. on campus. Like there's no competition. Like
yeah,
if you want to, if you're interested in comedy at McGill, like you go to us and there's nowhere else you can go. But like, if we had like other sketch comedy groups and they were like recruiting as well and they had more people than us, I'd be stressed out of my freaking mind. I'm already stressed, like trying to yeah. get people to audition and stuff. And like, if there were also competition, like, oh boy, oh baby, I'd be stressed out.
It was so stressful. Yeah, and we're a small club, so it wasn't like we needed too many people, which was nice because it just, you know, if not many people showed up, it was not as bad, but it was still stressful because, like, we got the competition around us. Yeah, but I'll work it out. Do you know when the new activities night is going to be, or...?
They said they were going to, like, I got an email saying, like, your refund is being processed because they refunded everyone for activities night because it was so bad and no one got chucked to anyone. And then they were like, we are planning another event for activities night at some point in the coming future. And they never followed up on it. So I'm assuming it's not happening anymore. But in any case, like, I'm not going to go because we don't need people anymore.
Exactly.
Whoever we have now is, like, who we're going to have. So.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no point in it.
Yeah, like, unless activities night is tomorrow, even then, like, it's not a huge amount of time to get people before they have to submit a sketch by the deadline, so it's kind of, yeah. like, it's not useless, but, yeah, oh, exactly. Well. Yeah, oh, well, indeed. Yeah, so, speaking of activities.
Yeah.
A fun activity, I think... Yeah, I think some people might be interested in is we are doing a live show.
Woo! We're doing
on the McGill campus, and we want people to come by and interact with us.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Y intersection across from the hot dog stand at 12 on Tuesday, September 28th, 12 p.m., right? I think so. And
yeah, around there, I think. Lunchtime.
Yeah. Lunchtime, and we'll have some candy, and then we'll interview you. If you want to come by with your instrument, we'll record you if you want to, like, perform for us or something or other. We've had improv on the show during the summer. Annika helped
with that. Oh boy, have we. Yep.
We've had someone play harmonica on the show, which has been great. So many options. So you should totally come by. We'll be there. It'll be fun. And now I'm letting Rose
we'll
in.
Hang out. We'll have candy. We'll gab. Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay, guys, it's wonderful to be on this radio show 30 minutes late. Sad I couldn't partake in the discussion, but I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a good start to the, I guess this is playing on a Monday, right? Or a Tuesday. So yeah. It's not a week. So I hope you have a wonderful school week. Thank you so much for listening to All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. All the best and just all the peace in the world. Later.
Okay.
Later.
I did it.
Sleepless night. Meaningless. We are right. So here's some time. Country dog won't die in the city. What's up, baby? Yeah, I'm in the studio right now. I'll call you later. Nah, I really can't talk right now. I'll just call you back, alright? I can't talk right now. I'll just call you later. Yo, what? I can't look. Yo, whatever.
jour d'or quittera l'oreiller pour clôturer le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreillette, je risque de regretter, mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Est-ce qu'on work, 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 non plus sur la route? Ouais, ça me tue d'avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. I guess j'ai juste un mouvement à cause de moi, t'es parti combat trop franc. M'avais gagné, j'ai pas fait attention. Quand t'es revenu pour de bon, notre péché tatoué sur le front. Tout ce que j'avais comme réponse, c'était quoi? C'était quoi? J'avais dit donc, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Paris dans le même mois, à jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas, devant des gens qui peut-être s'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois, la maison mère crie une coupe d'appel manqué. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié, mais j'ai compris quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas.
Un seul mot, man. Mind blown! Non, mais sérieux. Hey, man, j'étais triste, j'étais pas bien. Mais on va voir le gars, c'est le chaman de Blainville. Le gars, il me dit, goûte à ça. Tabarnak, man, j'étais pété raide. Je pense que j'ai dormi pendant 6 jours aussi. Il me dit, maintenant, t'as aligné tes chakras. Ça s'appelle plus Olivier, ça s'appelle Astraline. Je dis, Astraline? Aïe, il va se faire que je change mon passeport. Mon chakra est ouvert. Il me dit, ton plexus solaire est tout ouvert. OK? Viens, revenez ici. Je peux te lancer des affaires de chaque
lot.
Comme un
calinour, ça. Tu peux laisser un message sur mon répondeur, mais j'aime pas trop répondre. 2 secondes que j'ouvre la trappe, mettre un peu d'air dans mes 2 poumons. Les jours défilent un peu trop vite, merci. Si j'avais les reins, je m'en dresserais de rêve demain. En attendant, souris, cheese, fais comme si de rien. On checkera ça demain. En attendant, bras distancés avec le reste du monde. En attendant, chum, garde tes distances, même si t'es ma blonde. Elle, silence sur les ondes, il ressort avec mon ombre, mis mon fond en mode avion. En voyage sur la lune, pour qu'on crise la paix, j'espère que tout est allé, on pourrait rire après. On pourrait rire après. Thank you.
jour de cette hier, j'ai vu un gros trou noir apparaître dans ma théière. Oh, sober dreams, un peu avant prévu, jour de pluie, gommé par mon petit. Peine s'enlève de péoté, par système tranquille, on vous prie de débrancher la ligne. On voyage sur la lune, pour qu'on crée sa paix. On courir après, on courir après. Le type j'étais dans mes DMs, même je me connais pas. T'auras pas de nouvelles de moi avant un temps si certain. Avant un temps si certain. En voyage, salut. Si c'est là, c'est ciao, bye. Pas trop grave, on s'en prend. On parle de toi dans toutes les chansons, même si c'est pas vrai, t'inquiète, c'est bon. Si tu veux, je te laisse partir avec tout jusqu'au refrain. Rajoute un couplet là-dessus, puis on se retrouve à la fin. Au métro parc demain matin. 200 mètres de haut, pourtant tu tiens dans ma main. 2 cm de trop en dehors du droit chemin. M'en rappeler, j'avais pas seulement soif de toi, mais aussi faim. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, non, non. J'ai pas envie, non, 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 non. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel, imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal, je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. Je suis déjà à ta porte. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel. M'approcher du feu, j'aurais jamais pensé pouvoir être de ceux qui t'appellent tard, à qui tu penses fort, mais le jeu brique et non, si à force de brûler ce qui passe proche, proche. Ces temps-ci, j'ai tendance à brûler tous ceux qui veulent rester proches, proche. Big girl, depuis day one, grande sœur de mon best chum. J'ai pas envie de fuck it up quand je m'apprête à fuck it up. Give it up, no. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel, imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal, je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. Je suis déjà à ta porte. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Agitado nas praias de ultramar, não terá boias pra nos salvar. Fera holográfica semeia o ventre que ninguém nunca mais quis semear. Sangra moral dos filhos e netos que vão amesquinhados sem nem mesmo decidir se os devires que trazem vão resistir ao sangramento da terra que vão cobrir a intolerância, a loucura de todos nós. Emojis não vão qualificar. Desavisados emulam o futuro, porta aberta. Nos quase bilhões de sóis que jamais deuses irão negar. Sempre sentido, sem medo de decidir. Quanta esperança que já não vai acudir. Vamos embora daqui. Abnegado, surfando o mar que há de vir. Das tempestades, a força que adquiri. Não tem cais onde hei de parar.